1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden gearing up to issue an executive order that would seal the southern border to any more migrants once the daily number reaches 2,500 between U.S. ports of entry. ABC's Christiane Cordero with more.
Supporters say the president has no other choice after former President Trump killed a bipartisan border security deal earlier this year that was endorsed by the Border Patrol Union. The migrant crisis remains a top issue for voters amid concerns about crime. Police in New York say two officers were shot yesterday by a Venezuelan migrant wanted for robbery. The suspect entered the U.S. illegally 1 year ago.
Hunter Biden's trial at the opening statements phase. They begin this morning. He is accused of lying on a permit for a firearm about his drug use. Dr. Anthony Fauci facing questions about the pandemic when he appeared before a House Select Subcommittee. Republicans accusing him of helping to fund the research that caused COVID. He talked about death threats he and his family had received during the pandemic. This is ABC News. A juror has now been released from the biggest pandemic relief fraud trial in the country. She says someone dropped off $120,000 cash at her home and offered more if she voted to acquit. Deliberations begin today. Your summer road trip could cost you a lot less this summer, at least the part when you're actually on the road.
Demand for gas plummeted after Memorial Day, according to analysts at Gas Buddy. That, along with lower oil prices and refineries producing a lot of gas, all equals cheaper prices at the pump. The Energy Department reporting in the past week the price of regular unleaded came down 6 more cents to $3.51 a gallon on average. That's 3 cents cheaper than it was a year ago at this time. The cheapest gas is along the Gulf Coast at $3.05 a gallon. The most expensive remains in California at $4.80 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And another person getting a little too close to a bison in Yellowstone National Park. An 83-year-old from South Carolina suffering serious injuries after the bison lifted her up off the ground. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience, no! Of course not! You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered. And I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Homecoming for Rhys Hoskins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Rhys Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but most Presley standing and clapping for Hoskins.
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins, on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done. Just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by later this afternoon. Our high 82 today, the wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, 63 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm possible and a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Sean Connolly from the Burka Biner will join us. No, it's not cross-country skiing season. We're going to be talking about bikes. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Good morning. It's the John and Gordy Family Show. Good morning, John Peterson.
Well, good morning to you as well. It's
Gordy Young.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
got
Gordy.
My name.
You're Gordy. So,
yeah. You okay?
Yes.
I think John is traumatized by the news he just received from his email.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. It's cloudy out there this morning, 67 degrees.
We do expect to see some sunshine during the early going.
Who are these people that turn the headphones down when we first get here? I mean, this is just ridiculous. I didn't know the music was playing. I didn't know what intro was on. It's crazy.
It's going to be very warm and humid today. 81 degrees for an afternoon high.
Well, I'm sure.
Maybe some showers and thunderstorms.
I'm sure it has more to do with the dew points.
You think so?
Yeah.
And it is feeling pretty muggy out there this morning.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So, what's the problem? The headphones were not on?
They
didn't know we were on.
On
the air?
I didn't know.
You were unaware?
And I turned them up, and I'm thinking, all of a sudden, you're introducing the show, and I'm thinking, what?
Gordy, were your headphones on?
Yes, they were.
Oh.
It's always mine.
Sounds like it's just a you problem, John.
It is a me problem. And we know it's a me problem. I've heard that from Catherine over and over and over again.
You are the problem. What's the problem?
It's John. Well,
I hope by now everybody's read the Channel 3000 article from Doug Moe.
Well, I'm sure everybody has. They flock to the computers.
We put it out there. We linked it on all of our social media. I think we put it on Facebook. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do all that.
Is there a second part to that he's going to have sometime later in the future?
Probably in a couple of weeks. I hope of the story.
I'm hoping, you know.
No, it was good. We appreciated him doing that, right?
Well, he did bring up the fact that, you know, I did an interview, and all of a sudden the next day I get fired, right?
Right.
So here it is, the interview yesterday.
Yeah.
Today's got to be the last day I'm here on the air.
It doesn't work like that. You're fine. Everything's
okay,
good.
All right.
Good.
You did say people don't usually get fired on a Monday, but Tuesday is fair game.
Tuesday is good, see? They're waiting.
Friday's really the best day.
Hammer's coming down.
Yeah, you think so? I don't think you're not basing that on anything.
I know.
With reality. It's fine. But everything's good.
But it energizes me.
Does it?
Yeah. I rebel against the system.
You?
Against the man.
You like living on the edge, knowing that everything and everything that you love may be taken away at any second?
Yes, everything is temporary.
Always the rebel. Always. Always the rebel.
Tell me to do something, I will repel.
Or rebel.
I will
repel. If you're repelling.
Repellent.
We are in a tall building. You could repel.
Yeah, you could repel.
The repel, that's right.
You get the repelling gear.
Isn't there two meanings for repel? I'm sure there must be.
A what?
Two meanings for repel. Yeah. Climbing and repellent.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a really quick start of the program.
You want to start over?
Can we bring up the music again so I know what's going on?
Really?
Well, let's not do that.
Okay. Yeah, so here it is Tuesday. Yeah. We got through Monday
That's okay.
Everything's fine. Everything's good.
Yeah. I thought we were going to call this a special edition of the family show. Some special edition. Weren't we going to bring that up today? Yeah.
This morning?
That's what I'm thinking about. Something in the back of my mind said we were going to call it something today.
We always have a special edition every day. But what was special about today?
I don't know. We had something. We came up with something. You know, maybe it had something to do with Doug Moe's column.
Well, yeah, I think we were going to talk about it. And if anybody had anything to chime in about, we'd hear what our listeners thought
about
it.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are thinking, oh, my God, really, is that them? Are they talking about themselves?
They could call us at 608-879-8255.
Any questions about that article? Anything that stumped you?
Mm. I think a few people chimed in on Facebook.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They enjoyed it, I believe.
Did you put a link on Facebook for us?
I did.
Sam did.
Ah, go ahead.
Sam takes care of that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, we got a time tunnel coming up today.
We're going in the time tunnel?
Yes.
Maybe that was it.
Yesterday was a fantastic day where we featured the time tunnel once again. We got it fixed, and we went back in time where we heard an interview with Glenn Grothman, who is now a representative, but he was working at the state legislature at the time when he was interviewed on MSNBC. And the question was, has Act 10 saved the state any kind of money, which is what Scott Walker claimed at the time. And Glenn Grothman did not answer that question. So today, we're going to have somebody on in the time tunnel who did answer that question.
Oh.
Was honest about it, finally, but he was badgered into admitting it. And that is Scott Walker.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go back in the time tunnel and see that Scott Walker incident.
Okay. That's coming
in
up.
In the Congress, yes.
A little bit later on. And then we're going to talk about Dr. Anthony Fauci being hauled
in
front of the
stuff.
Committee again.
It's constant insanity.
What? Yeah. Why was he there?
What is wrong?
Yeah. But first, let's get to the National Day Calendar, John, for June 3rd, 2024.
Great,
okay.
Great.
You ready for it?
Let's get to that.
What kind of day is it? Is it hug your cat day? Is it clean beauty day? Is it safe day? Is it cologne day? Is it cognac day or cognac day? Cheese day or old maid's day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Well, because I'm a Wisconsinite, I know it's cheese day. National cheese day, I know that.
You think it is
or isn't? I know it's cheese day today. I know for a fact it is cheese day today.
Well,
did I say that enough already?
I was asking what day isn't it?
John,
I know.
John, yesterday was repeat day. You don't need to keep
That's
repeating
right.
yourself.
Exactly.
Well, it is cheese day, but that I was asking what day isn't it out of that list.
I just wanted to hear the approval.
Okay. You need so much approval.
I don't think it's cologne day.
You're right. It's not cologne
there
day.
There you go.
You get two rings of the bell.
It's repeat day today.
It is Hug Your Cat Day.
Mm.
Have you ever had a cat?
I did, yes.
Yeah?
I treated him.
Recently?
I trained him like a dog.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. And the cat pooed on the toilet.
Nice. Okay.
Really? and he fetched.
Yeah.
And he did all that kind of stuff. He even included guests that came over. He would give the ball to me first, and I'd throw it. He'd give the ball to the guest next.
No kidding.
He'd go back and forth like that, sharing cat.
Wow.
And then I became allergic to him.
Did you?
Yeah. After 2 years, I became allergic to my pet.
I'm also allergic to cats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially long-haired cats. As soon as I walk into a place that has a cat, I can tell. They don't even have to tell me, or I don't even have to see it. I can feel it on my arms.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
It's National Hug Your Cat Day, though. It rolls around each year on June 4th, and it is the perfect way to present some snuggle time for you and your cat. Depending on your feline critter's nature, hugging may not be in the cards. Some animals, don't like that.
No.
Cats especially, some of them.
Cats never make an appearance when I'm around. I don't know what it is. Except when I'm doing my interviews for the Census Bureau.
Yeah?
The cat crawls into my lap or on top of my keyboard.
Oh, man.
Other people's cats. And that's fine. I'm not
okay
that
with
allergic.
That? Yeah?
Yeah. After a while, if I'm around cats, and I get a little sniffy and all that.
Yeah.
Itchy. Other than that, yeah.
Itchy and sniffy. They were a big act back in the 70s. That a Vegas thing
there
going.
I think there was an animated show. Itchy and Sniffy, right?
Itchy and Scratchy are like the Tom and Jerry parody from The Simpsons, right?
Simpsons, right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay. It is National Clean Beauty Day.
Yeah. Mm. What?
I don't know. National Clean Beauty Day. Every year, the world produces 260 million tons of plastic. Is that unbelievable? Wow, 260 million tons of plastic. Less than 10% of it ever gets recycled. That's bad news. Yeah. The rest of the 90% ends up in landfills or litter in our surrounding environment. So we have National Clean Beauty Day.
Okay.
It's a call to action for the beauty industry, especially, to create products with clean ingredients.
Hmm.
Okay. One estimation says that by the year 2050, the ocean will contain more plastic by weight than fish.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good, does it?
Well, not appetizing, but maybe we'll come up with a spice or some kind of condiment that we could use with our plastic.
I don't think that's going to work.
No.
No. They need to figure out a way to gather up all that plastic and just shoot it into space and head toward the sun.
Wasn't there a big story about maybe 30, 40 years ago where they were complaining that there was too much junk circling the earth?
Right.
And it was dangerous to be out there?
Right.
All of this is have you seen the movie WALL-E?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Part of it, yeah.
I remember the WALL-E.
It's like the very beginning of WALL-E, where it's just like this lone robot.
That's right.
Among skyscrapers of trash, and you zoom out and it's the picture of Earth, and it's just like tons and tons of space junk rotating around it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So, no, we can't throw more garbage up there.
Won't work.
No.
Okay. All right.
Out of sight, out of mind, I guess.
It's National Safe Day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Safe Day holds the power to prevent tragedy from repeating itself. One in every three households in the U.S. has a gun stored somewhere inside. With the help of the Brooklyn May Moeller Foundation, we're committed to ending senseless child deaths through education of responsible gun ownership. So National Safe Day helps to empower parents to ask about guns where their children visit. One in three households has a firearm. One in three households has a firearm, according to this.
Yeah.
If one of those households has a gun, you have a right to know if the gun is secure.
Wow.
The life of one innocent child is not worth challenging the odds of possibility. Many ways to secure firearms and still allow for fast access. No excuse to place easy access above child safety. So that's what this day is all about.
It's all about that. And
we'll
just put it aside. Never remember that we celebrated that day at all.
Mm.
You know, this whole gun thing is just killing me.
Well, it's out of control.
Man.
Okay. We're off to a start here. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show for this Tuesday.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, rock.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, State Street. What a wonderful, beautiful morning it has turned out to be.
Yeah, so far so good, but it's going to be humid and maybe thunderstorms later this afternoon. Some of those could be strong or severe.
Yeah.
81 for a high. Let's go back to the national day calendar.
Still?
Oh, we got a few more.
This is my high point of the day.
Okay.
So just keep going.
It's all downhill from here.
It's such a wonderful time in the day. Maybe it's time for a drink, right, John?
That's what I'm thinking. Let's have some coffee.
Okay.
Coffee.
Are we good for coffee?
Coffee.
All right.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Sure. I was thinking a different kind of drink because today is Cognac Day.
Oh,
it is National Cognac Day.
Yeah.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
We might need to consult Julian for
that. Okay, we'll see if Julian's awake. Okay.
Sounds like a job for Julian.
Okay.
It does. It does.
Okay. Well, each year on June 4th,
Cognac.
Brandy lovers and distillers. Celebrate National Cognac Day. A well-known variety of brandy, cognac was named after Cognac, France, where it's produced.
We're going to find out.
Is Julian ready to dial up?
We need a Frenchman to tell us how to pronounce the name of a location in France.
If only we had access
to pronounce this name in French, it is said as Cognac. So, in English, Cognac. And now you know.
Wow. It's quite a difference there.
Okay.
Between the French pronunciation and the English pronunciation.
Yeah, it sounded identical to me, but yeah.
Cognac.
It's a distilled brandy that must meet certain legal requirements within the production to bear the name Cognac. In fact, one requirement during production includes the use of a particular variety of grape called Ugni Blanc.
Ugni Blanc? Oh, yeah, of course you got it.
Ugni Blanc.
That's great.
Additionally, the brandy needs to be distilled twice in copper pot stills where the brandy must age at least 2 years in French oak barrels. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, most distillers age their cognacs much longer than the minimum legal requirements. Okay. I think I've had cognac, but I didn't think I liked it.
Yeah.
No?
Well, I'm not a big boozer myself.
No,
so,
you're not.
Yeah. It all tastes the same. Very, 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 very bad.
And here it is, National Cheese Day in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yep.
It's all across the country,
all across
too.
The country. National Cheese Day.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
Ooh. I like pepper jack cheese.
Ooh. Yeah. That's good, but the cheese itself, the body of the cheese is what's important.
Okay.
And I'd have to say cheddar. When you have a good cheddar, you know you have a good cheddar, and they have great cheddar in Wisconsin.
Oh, they do?
Fantastic cheddar.
That's
now, you can get the cheaper cheddar, which you can top with you know, anything you want, but
you don't want cheap
really,
cheddar.
The good, it's got to be at least maybe 3 or 4 years aged to get that true cheddar flavor, and it is fantastic. You can't get it any place else in the country. It's truly a Wisconsin flavor.
Okay.
What's the longest aged cheddar that you've ever had?
I think a 15 year.
15 year?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I told you guys that I used to work at a cheese factory, right?
Oh, yes, tell that's us right. More, yeah. Oh, here he is. There's going to spring
Mr. Cheese over
okay,
here.
Yeah. All right. Now he knows everything.
Well, we came across, we had an order once to process some 50 year cheddar.
Wow.
Yeah. No kidding.
Okay.
I
tasted a little bit of it when no one was looking, and it tasted just like 15-year cheddar. It didn't taste any different to me.
Yep.
But they're paying like way more because it's been sitting around for 35 more years.
Yeah, if I had a complaint, it would be the price of cheddar cheese nowadays. You know, I shop at Woodman's. They always have like an end aisle cheese shelf, and they have great cheeses in there. But lately, they don't have the specials that, like they used to, and they used to have a 5-year, a 3-year, a 7-year cheddar, and they were like maybe $3.50, $4.50, maybe at the top $5 a pound.
Yeah.
And now they're at least $12 or $15
a
pound.
Oh, yeah, it's more than that now.
Yeah, it has increased dramatically. Don't know why. Now I can't get those great cheddars anymore. We used to have like 7 or 8 in our refrigerator. Just, you know, all wrapped up and ready to open. And now we're running out. We're running low.
Oh, no.
We've got to lower the price of aged cheddar.
Come on. Okay.
I had a history teacher in high school who he had an uncanny love for cheese. And he would tell us that he would come to the cheese store down on State Street here.
Yeah.
This is like up in Wausau. So we'd drive like 2.5 hours to get down here. And he would like literally load up the back of his car
with
pounds and pounds of cheese to take back home with him.
Oh, yeah. God.
See, it's very, very special. Of course, I think those cheese islands that they have all through the state, I think they have some fantastic cheese as well.
You probably know all this stuff already, Sam, so you could do this, but cheese, it says here, is produced from the pressed curds of milk.
Mm-hmm.
The milk can come from cows, buffalo, goats, or sheep. Have you ever heard of buffalo cheese?
I don't think so, no.
I think since they started processing buffalo and hamburger, I think that has kind of prompted them to use the milk as well.
Okay.
Some of the milk doesn't have lactose in it. And goat cheese doesn't have lactose in it. And that's why they have the different cheeses.
Okay.
But here, I got to tell you that my Gen Zers, they don't like the idea that we're in Wisconsin, the cheese state.
What?
What do you mean?
It angers me, and we have arguments about this all the time, about putting cheese on any of their food. Oh, no, just because we're in Wisconsin, I'm not going to have cheese on it. You know it's like they're rebelling.
They like it?
They're rebelling against cheese. No, I don't know. They actually don't like. They don't think it's a great additional flavor to a dish.
Okay.
And I like chili. I put cheese on it.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's good. I like that as well.
Or goulash. I put cheese on that.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's crazy.
Let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line to chime in on cheese. Good morning, Mark.
I get Gruyere, and I make impossible ham and cheese pie with the Gruyere cheese, where your heads can mix a Parmesan crust, and then you have, it's almost like quiche kind of thing.
That sounds excellent.
It's really good. It's an old, I guess it's at Cook's Country or Test Kitchen did it's a riff off an old Bisquick recipe.
Oh, yeah. Those are great programs on PBS. I don't know if they're still around. Do you know if they're still around?
They're still around, and rather than the chopped scallions I put in fresh chives.
Yes. Now, how do you say that? Gruyere? What?
Gruyere?
Gruyere.
Gruyere, yeah. I think it's G-U-Y-E-R-E.
I don't need it because I don't know how to say it. I want to learn how to say it.
I'm fortunate up here in Sauk, they got a Carr Valley cheese here, and it's...
Oh, that's right,
right there, and it's... they got all kinds of good cheese there, but I mean, that's one of my favorite cheesy things is that impossible ham and cheese pie.
Oh, yes.
Good deal,
definitely.
Mark. All right, thanks.
All right, Mark, thanks.
Thanks for calling
in. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. It's National Cheese Day. We're celebrating. Coming back, we'll open up the history books. Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
We're coming back.
coming back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The 2024 Wisconsin Science Festival comes up this October, and this year they're selecting a focal point of agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Samantha Mulrooney is the coordinator for the Wisconsin Science Festival, and she says it's pretty simple why they decided this year the emphasis is on agriculture.
I mean, it is such a impactful part of our state's economy and our state's story. So it seemed like a natural fit for this year. And agriculture has been involved in a lot of our Science Festival events over the years, but this is the first time we're featuring really as a way to honor all of the great things that are happening in our state and all of the growers and all of the technology that is involved in that. A lot of times people don't really understand how the food gets to the grocery store, right? And being able to take a little bit of effort during the festival this year to highlight that and promote that is what we're trying to do.
Samantha Mulrooney, one of the coordinators for the upcoming Wisconsin Science Festival, happening October 14th through the 20th, all across the state. In fact, Mulrooney says they're asking farms, agribusinesses, farmers markets, anybody that's got a science story to share focused on agriculture to think about joining in. You can get details at wisconsinsciencefest.org. Markets trying to battle back after a difficult Monday and a lousy crop progress report. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers are still battling the weather everywhere around the Midwest. Wisconsin farmers now have 84% of their corn in the ground. 82% of the soybeans are planted. Both crops rated 70% good to excellent. First cutting of hay is 35% complete, and the condition of the hay crop called 82% good to excellent. Markets yesterday, barrel cheese up 2 at 196. 40-pound block cheese was up 8, 189, while AA butter gained another 3, back to 312 a pound. July Class 3 milk that goes to cheese this morning up 3 at 2067. December new crop corn still down 2 at 461. November beans up a penny at 1165. July wheat up 2, 674 a bushel, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average still down more than 40 points on a Tuesday morning. There's a quick market snapshot for you. More at MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by later this afternoon. Our high 82 today, the wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, 63 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm possible and a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bridge to Terabithia and the Girl Who Wore Freedom producer David Patterson and Wisconsin Film Festival movie buff Ben Reiser. It's Movie Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We've changed our format. We're now playing this kind of stuff.
Really? Just like that? Just change the format.
You know, floating among the stars, I'd say at that point you went too high.
Okay. Back off whatever you just took.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. So we have a balloon story, obviously, in this day in history, right?
Yeah. That we do. Yeah, today marks the day of the first flight of a hot air balloon as we know it today.
How'd that work out?
Well, it didn't crash. Okay. It was an unmanned flight, actually. Oh. I don't know if they had it tethered or not. How you control a hot air balloon anyway, but especially an unmanned one. Do you just let it go and then let it land where it lands?
I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe they did have it tethered.
It would have to be tethered.
Yeah. Well, today's first flight was in 1783, and the first manned flight was later that year, I think in December sometime.
Okay. Well, maybe they didn't figure that the lift was enough to take a human weight up.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
Have you ever been up in a hot air balloon?
No. Not a chance I'd ever go in one.
Are you afraid of heights, Gordy?
I'm not a fan of heights.
Okay.
There he is. He's afraid of
heights.
But
I'm more afraid of crashing in a hot air balloon. It seemed like
a lot of them seem to run into
trees and power lines.
That's right.
You know, because of the wind. Yeah. You know, you can't change the wind direction.
But you'll fly in a plane fine, right?
I'm okay in planes. No. I don't particularly like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
Really?
Heights
don't scare me. I like
it's
being
not the
in
heights.
Place.
It's I don't just mind being heights. Stuck in a tube with all these people, and you can't do anything
except get
up and walk to the bathroom and back. You can't.
Sophia's dad is an amateur pilot. He has a plane, and he's taking me up in it.
Yeah. Don't do it. Cool. Don't do
what
it.
What do you mean?
You're just taking more chances with your life. Don't do it.
I don't mind at all in small planes up in the, you know.
Really? That's worse.
That's fine. No, I don't. That's. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I just don't like
all right.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else we got
I'm
today.
I'm warning you, don't do it.
Today in 1919, big deal in the government history,
right.
The 19th Amendment was ratified, giving women the right to vote.
Yes, yeah.
1919.
They're going to repeal that.
Yeah, that's on the
Project 2025. Project 2025 is working on
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about this one during the break. Today in 1937, shopping carts were introduced at the Humpty Dumpty grocery store chain in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. It's
Humpty Dumpty. It's a chain.
It's a chain called the Humpty Dumpty. And get this. Mm-hmm. They didn't catch on at first.
Yeah. What a hard idea to push, right?
Yeah.
God, what's wrong with those people down there?
People just didn't understand it, and they, like, apparently women thought it like resembled a baby carriage and they wanted it to look like that, and men thought it looked feminine. So the guy who owned this grocery store chain hired models to go around his store with these shopping carts until they caught on.
Yeah, his name was Sylvan Goldman.
Wow.
Yeah.
To sell people on shopping carts.
He was inspired by a folding chair he saw at a department store and wanted to create a way for shoppers to carry more items without having to make multiple trips, so he found a wooden folding chair and put it in a put a basket on the seat and the wheels on the legs. Look at the picture of this thing. It actually looks like some of those smaller carts that they have
the
now.
The small carts.
Like, yeah. And
it's funny because the small carts, they say, oh, don't take them out to the parking lot. It's like, no, wait a minute. No. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is cool.
It's amazing that it could not catch on right away.
You think people would love it.
I guess people were just, again, they probably made multiple trips from the store. They went in, got their first stuff, then they went back in and get the second round.
Maybe so.
And they were so used to it that putting stuff in a cart. Nowadays, you know, they have these carts and cell phone holders on it.
Right.
And you don't want to ever do that. As good an idea that is, you're going to leave your phone there. You're not going to remember it.
Yeah.
And I've done that twice already at Woodman's.
Shopping carts have come a long way. You know, they have stuff on. They have advertising on them sometimes. Now you can put a kid in there, a couple of kids.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They have the shopping carts with that look like little cars.
The little race car. So I love those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Your parents pushed it. Mm-hmm. Now, and they have the motorized carts for individuals who can't move around well. Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to Aldi's, you know, you got to pay a quarter to use the shopping cart.
I thought that was an interesting idea when I was first introduced to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it eliminates having somebody out to go out there and chase the shopping carts around the parking. Back. Yeah. It's up to the consumer to bring them.
And every once in a while, you know, you understand that the people that go to Aldi's are very friendly people because they're out in the parking lot and they're saying, hey, you wanted my cart?
Yeah.
You know,
and well, here, take it.
Forget the quarter.
Yeah, take it. Yeah.
Just fantastic. True neighborly stuff.
It is. Okay. All right.
How can we make
that's the story of the shopping carts.
Story of the shopping carts.
There we go. The shopping
anything else cart on this date that we need to recognize?
Mm-hmm. A couple things. We got one more thing.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen's
big album.
His big album. I was trying to think of a good word, but one he's most known for. Born in the USA, released today in 1984.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yes. Landmark album for Bruce.
Yeah. I think I was between jobs then. You know, I marked my history in radio when all these great songs, albums came out and I wasn't working. Or these great rock artists who passed away while I wasn't working.
This is a big album for Bruce. And, you know, this song, of course, the Republicans, and I think Ronald Reagan tried to adopt this song.
Yeah,
as a patriotic, it's really...
They don't listen to the words
at all. No, they don't.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not exactly a patriotic song.
No, that's Bruce. Why you got to listen to the lyrics of a song.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a few birthdays today.
Okay.
Good old King George III.
Oh, what a guy.
The guy that all the colonists hated. born today in 1738.
Mm-hmm.
Former Wisconsin Governor Gaylord Nelson, born today in 1916.
And senator later, I believe. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Senator.
I wasn't around then. I don't
know. He invented Earth Day. Had a lot
that's
to do
right
with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An actress, Angelina Jolie, born today, 1975.
Okay. We were talking about her dad yesterday, John Voight.
John Voight. Yeah. The amazing comments from John Voight, as usual.
And
he's working. Yeah. He's a crazy man. He's a mega.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder if they got a strained relationship.
Yeah.
You wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't think they've spoken for a few years.
She was married to Brad Pitt. Right?
Yeah.
I read a story about that the other day.
Yes, she had her...
Where the kids are trying to remove Pitt's name from their name.
Right. Yeah.
That's
legally.
Strange, huh?
Do they got beef with their dad or something?
Well, Brad wasn't the best dad. I don't know.
But
according to her,
didn't get into the reason why the kids would think that or do that. I don't know what that's about.
I think they had a lot of conflict.
Well, it's not like Brad Pitt's a monster or anything.
No, I don't know.
Huh?
You know, you got to. Is it tabloid news or not? You never know about the Hollywood
news. Real stuff.
Well, no, dropping their name Pitt.
Yes.
Yeah, that is real. Yeah. And so you got to wonder why.
It's a little known fact that John Peterson is a huge fan of tabloid news.
Well, yeah.
it really is. I used to have a feature on my old program called Tasteless Tabloid News.
That's right. That was one of our big big featurey thing.
That was actually one of my favorite features of all time. There was the World Weekly News was probably the best for tasteless tabloid news ever, and I couldn't resist.
You still see the tabloids in the grocery stores.
Yeah, what are
they? But they're like $7.
$12,
yeah, they're ridiculous.
$8,
they used to be like a buck or $1.50 yeah. or something. Get a lot of material out of that.
We'd have it today if it wasn't for the expense of those darn tasteless tabloids.
Maybe we should chip in and get a tabloid news paper and see what's up now.
Yeah, invest
a
little bit.
See what passes for tabloid news nowadays. Yeah. All right.
And it's probably all true. I mean, look, the mega party is nothing but tasteless tabloid news.
Well, the National Enquirer, the National Enquirer, owned by that David Peck, is it David Pecker?
Yeah.
I mean, somehow that sort of became a legitimate newspaper over the years.
He made up all these stories about Ted Cruz, right? About Hillary Clinton.
I don't think it's ever really been legit. But
none of the stories were true. He made them up.
It was. Yeah,
and it was
crazy.
It basically, it was electioneering. Was what it was,
right?
And that's part of what happened with Trump this time in his court case that he lost. I mean, he hired. I thought that was the buried headline is the fact that he actually had a tabloid, some publication, doing fake stories against his opponents. I think that's a big story.
Well, that and the fact that they were buying stories and putting them on the shelf, stories that were negative for Donald Trump,
would buy those stories and not publish them.
Yeah, that's what that was all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the buried headline out of the whole trial.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a big issue.
It is. Yeah.
And now they're trying to pretend like this was all just horrible. Brian Stile, Representative Brian Stile, our Paul Ryan clone, when Paul Ryan said, "I'm not going to run anymore," and then Brian Stile came out and he looked just like Paul Ryan. It was like, this is insane. And then now Brian came out, Brian Stile said, "Hey, you know, on appeal, they're going to overturn the verdict."
Yeah.
Well,
amazing.
Wow. Okay. Right. I guess we really don't have a legal system after all.
Hey, tomorrow we will be at Short Stack Eatery.
Excuse me, Short Stack Eatery, as
we are every Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. So we just want to remind you can stop by. We'll broadcast live from 6 to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, live and direct.
I saw them putting the tables outside again.
Yeah, Johnson and State Street. It is national. It's Madison Bike Week too. Seen a lot of bikers out there this morning.
It is. It is. Yeah.
I think we're going to have a guest in a few days, a couple of days.
Next week. We're going to be talking to somebody.
The new bike race.
That's right. The principal organizer of the Madison section of the World Naked Bike Ride.
There you go.
Really?
Wow! I did not know you set that up. Fantastic. All right.
We can't wait.
All right. We'll have to pose with them out there in the sun naked.
They're,
good idea.
They put out a press release like last week sometime.
Right.
They're keeping things under wraps for obvious reasons. Yeah. But they said that there will be a designated viewing area.
Really?
Okay, we'll introduce
a designated viewing area.
Well, the first thing we'll say to
them. Can we sponsor that somehow, the John and Gordy designated?
First thing we say to them is, hey, how's it hanging?
Okay.
All right. So anyway.
Well that's
fantastic.
Great.
That's great.
Can't wait to
be on top of that.
Yeah.
I've been promoting that like crazy. Ever since the Republicans came out against it and tried to ban it statewide.
Right.
they have nothing better to do than to do that.
Well, we'll get the inside skinny on the on the Madison portion of the naked bike ride.
Right, Yeah. There's some rules.
How long have they been doing
this? On that now?
How many years has this been that they've
I think this is their 14th year.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's been going on a long time. Okay. Republicans just get more riled up every time.
Wow.
Yeah, sure they do.
Okay.
God.
All righty.
I'm sure the last investigation where they had a 10-year-old on a bike naked, right? And that was what tripped their trigger. You know, they just hated that. Oh my gosh, look at that! Mm-hmm. And, you know, approved by their parent. You know, there's no big deal. Mm-hmm. And if you make a big deal about the human body, which we know well, a lot of, and if we're married, we're certainly familiar with. Mm-hmm. But you know, the whole thing here is just insane. Sometimes you just got to wonder why they're manufacturing these outrages, constantly making something up. What's the next one?
What's next? Never ending list.
Well, I can
of
come
things.
Up with one. You know, I'm sitting out here, I'm looking at State Street, and I'm watching. Right. I watch the bus like speeding down State Street. I think
he was in a hurry.
Well, yeah, that was fast. That was like the express bus, I guess.
6:49 coming up. Get this. Ron Johnson tries to shut the government down over the Trump verdict.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
This is unbelievable stuff, too.
Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Get out the old Civic Media app and join us there as well. And you can text us or call us via that app. We're all over social media. You can watch the video version of us on X, on Facebook, on YouTube, Facebook Live, of course. I don't know if they repeat our broadcast because they usually nail us for some song that we played.
No,
they some rights thing that they dispute.
They keep it really? Up there for a few days, I think.
Yes, okay. You can go back and watch the video on Facebook afterward.
Even if they dispute a song that we play,
unless we play some song by somebody who like really wants the video taken down, then I think it stays up.
Okay, yeah, I know that Sony's complained.
Sony is out
to get us. They've got beef with the John and Gordy Show.
Well, apparently they haven't heard that I used to buy their beta machines. They're super beta
you
machines.
You invested in those.
They're high.
You didn't just buy them.
Tape
you were...
machines.
How much did a beta machine go for back in the
Well, they were
early
just
80s.
The same as VHSs.
Well, but like a VCR was like $1,000 or something like that at one point, right?
Yes, at the beginning. No one could afford it. But they, TV Lenny gave away VCRs with every purchase, you know? So,
that or a 10-speed bike.
It wasn't like they were super expensive at that point. But, I got suckered into it. And, you know, Sony should be, you know, paying me at this point
paying
in my
you
life.
Back.
Well, it's some kind of retirement fund because I put an awful lot of money into their machines and getting them fixed as well.
Maybe you could get a class action lawsuit going, other beta owners.
Maybe. Yeah.
Want your money back. Yeah.
Yeah, they were... really strict with their policies. They didn't share their technology with other companies. I think they had DVDs, if I'm not... No, Blu-ray. I think they came up with Blu-ray, and that's why Blu-ray really didn't take off.
No.
Because Sony charged high prices for the media.
That's right.
So,
okay. Look, I know you want to get to the Ron Johnson story.
I do want to get to that.
But this story is breaking news. An 82-year-old woman who'd been pronounced dead at a nursing home in Long Island, New York, was found to be alive nearly 3 hours later at the funeral home, yikes, according to authorities. She was pronounced dead Saturday at a rehab and nursing place in Port Jefferson. And then, you know, they took her to the funeral home in nearby Miller Place.
Is that in Florida?
No, it's in New York.
New York, okay.
She was found breathing 2 hours later. Yeah. They unzipped the body bag to take out the body.
Jeez.
She was just laying there breathing and, hey, how's it going? What's new? What are you doing?
I mean, how much air is in a
Harry,
body
come
bag?
Over here. We got a live one. Oh, boy.
Seems impossible to do nowadays, doesn't it?
Yeah. The woman, whom authorities have not identified publicly, was taken to a hospital after she was found alive. You know, 82 years old.
Yeah, that's not that old.
No. So.
As we approach that age.
So there's all kinds of apologies and I'm sure lawsuits on the way.
Well, you never know.
Okay, we'll follow that.
You never know. Yes.
Wherever
could
it goes.
Could we follow that
we'll
one?
Come back.
All right. Well, let's get to Ron Johnson because he's... you know, I always called him Dumb Ron Johnson.
You did. What happened?
I couldn't give him that title senator. I thought it was too complimentary. I mean, he was an idiot, and he ran on a stupid platform of opposing the Affordable Care Act. Couldn't imagine people getting coverage for health care. So, yeah. What an idiot. And yet he beat Russ Feingold.
Yeah, he did.
And a consultant that I knew at the time said, don't call him dumb. I mean, that it brings it down. It makes you seem petty. And, you know, no one's going to read your blog after that. And, you know, people did read the blog, despite me calling him Dumb Ron Johnson. But I'm going to call him Dumb Ron Johnson today because he deserves that title.
What did he do this
time? He signed on to a mega document with seven other megas promising to stop government while Dems are in charge. That's right. Until November or, you know, whatever, until January.
Another shutdown?
Yes, another shutdown by the Republicans. Republican Mike Lee wrote this explanation. Strongly worded statements are not enough. Those who turned our judicial system into a political cudgel must be held accountable. We no longer are cooperating with any Democrat legislative priorities or nominations, and we invite all concerned senators to join our stand. And this is part of the document. This is what they wrote. This is what Ron Johnson signed onto. White House, in its prior here, to that end, we will not, number one, allow any increase to non-security related funding for this administration or any appropriations bill which funds partisan lawfare. Beautiful, right? Number two, okay. Vote to confirm this administration's political and judicial appointees. And number three, allow expedited consideration and passage of Democrat legislation or authorities that are not directly relevant to the safety of the American people. In other words, security. If it's security, yes, we'll pass that. But if it's anything else, helping the American public pass any legislation whatsoever, no way. These guys have sent a document. Seven others are on it. And they're saying they're not going to do anything, help this Democratic president or administration at all pass anything because of the Trump convictions. Believe that
okay,
or not.
Okay, really?
Yes.
That's throwing it down on that.
Yes, that's the whole point of this.
So we're going to lock down the government, shut it down. Nothing's going to happen.
The Lincoln Project wrote, translation, place Trump above the law or we will shut down the government.
And yeah.
That's essentially
that's
it.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, bottom line in it. Man. Okay, now this isn't Johnson's first attempt to hold the U.S. hostage to mega demands. Check this out.
You hear Republicans say, you know, we need to get a result. You know, we need to effectively govern. You know, yes. To me, that's almost code words for we got to do Democrat light. I'd subscribe more to the William F. Buckley definition of conservatism, which is standing athwart history and screaming, stop. We have to stop this madness. So there's a fair amount of stopping that's being required here. And I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
That's right.
Why doesn't he just go and live on a remote island somewhere, away from everyone and everything?
Exactly.
Good suggestion.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, he's screaming at history saying, stop. Stop history. Okay, yeah. We're good where we are right now. Mm-hmm. And we had a text here. I expect that one day we'll find out that dumb Ron Johnson fell into a honey trap during his trip to Moscow. He's never been the same since that trip, and that is true. On July 4th, he went to Moscow.
Wow.
It doesn't look good.
Okay. 6:58, coming back with Dr. Anthony Fauci back on the hot seat in front of the committee. Why? Why?
It's incredible.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, be with us next time. Big show. Our friend Trigvi Olsen brings Reed Galen along with him for the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Joe. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.